That was R-Ring doing $100 Heat from Ignite the Rest. We heard the Lab Partners before that. Human Cannonball from Let's Be Friends. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Fromhold. Really, really happy to welcome some returning guests into the studio. They were here, we estimate it was 4 years ago at this point when they were just a baby band. They were just getting started. They have added a member. They've got some live shows coming up. They're working on an album. We're going to talk about all of the things with Lord Kimbo, but first we're going to hear some live music. So take it away, you guys.
Yeah.
Kimbo in the house live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome back, you guys. So happy to have you all here. So as I mentioned, as part of your introduction, you guys were here when you were just getting started. And you were a trio back then. You are now four. Tell me a little bit, give me a little snapshot of what has transpired and who has joined you in the past 3 to 4 years.
Luke, do you want to tell the wonderful story of Lord Kimbo's journey?
The epic journey of Lord Kimbo.
Well, Lord Kimbo was born in Clifton, Ohio. We were a trio for a long time. We wanted a fourth. We weren't sure what we needed. I used to play in a band with Mike Bizig. He's our tenor sax player. But he was in a band when Lord Kimbo was born. And then that band, dissolved, and he became available. So it took a while, but we've really locked in with him now.
So you snatched him up, and I know that this was kind of on the wish list right from the get-go, but once you got Mike in, how was it incorporating the sax into the sound that the three of you had already established?
It was really easy. We did a live show with his other band, and he sat in with us, and it was just so easy to play with him that right away he fit right in. And actually, Mike and I were friends in elementary school. So I've known him for a long time. I like to hang out with him, and Steve and Mario like him too.
He's all right. I can be a likable guy from time to time, you know? Sometimes, you know.
Just saying. Was that the secret ploy? Like, okay, so we're going to play with this guy's band, and then we're going to have him sit with us, and oops, you're in the band.
Well, you know, Luke has this history of saying, Mike, you really got to join this band that I'm in. It's awesome. And I have this history of going, Luke, I'm in 500 things. I 7 minutes of my week can be devoted to this, and that's it for right now. But, after some persuasion and some, you know, rehearsals and things like that, it has been really fun. And these guys are all, you know, just great musicians to begin with, and then they're all great to hang out with. So it's, you know, it's really easy to put stuff like that together when, you know, the musicians are great and everybody has a good vibe.
Oh,
you're welcome, Mario.
It's a lot of love in that room right now.
If only you could see.
So what is the writing process like for you guys these days? You're an instrumental band, and I'm always interested in, you know, how much of the writing happens as you're jamming together and working things out at rehearsal, and how much of it, you know, is really deliberately arranged, you know, by one member of the band. Tell me a little bit about how that's working for you all these days.
Well, I can only speak sort of, you know, since I've been in the band, but I think, you know, at first it was, you know, this is a great band, so how do I fit what I'm doing with that? So we, you know, sort of figured out what Mario was doing melodically on the guitar and transferring that to saxophone, and as soon as you do that, then it opens up a whole bunch of other things for him to do. You know, he doesn't necessarily have to play all the chords and all the melody at the same time and sort of be, you know, the guy that does everything. He can play the melodies, but he can also play chords at the same time. I think the newer stuff that we've been writing is definitely more, you know, we get into a room and jam and come up with stuff, and we record everything that we do. So, you know, it's we can archive it and go back and say, oh, man, you know, we name our songs funny names too. So we'll come up with a name and say, hey, you know, did you check out that one and listen to it at, you know, 3 minutes and 30 seconds into it, there's a melody line we should try to do. And, you know, we try to hang on to the stuff that sounds pretty good, and the stuff that doesn't sound pretty good may sound great later and something else. So, you know, we don't throw anything away.
It's really interesting to me that technology has lent itself so well to that model. I've had a lot of bands on recently that's their model, you know, recording rehearsals and going back and listening and saying, oh, let's keep this and let's take this, or this really worked. What is it like for you guys, having come up, you know, in an era of music before that, getting to work in that fashion and getting to actively, regularly listen to yourselves as musicians, as opposed to, you know, waiting around to record the album until you finally get to hear, you know, what you sound like to somebody else's ears?
It's humbling.
Humbling would be the word. I think the, you know, I remember the days of, you know, me as a budding musician and you know, Luke and I grew up together, so I'm sure he was doing the same thing with his early bands. But, you know, you're putting together 4-track tapes and you know, trying to make that thing work and trying to figure out a way to record things yet make it still be spontaneous and creative. And I tend to think that maybe the technology that when I was growing up got in the way more than the technology does now. Once you get over a slight learning curve, I think that things tend to allow you to just be yourself a little bit more, and it's just going to go ahead and capture anything or everything you play anyway in multi-track format. So you know, it's pretty easy to go back and it is humbling at times to listen and go, okay, what in the world was I playing over that? And, rather than destroy an entire recording because you know I'm in the wrong key or something like that, you can just edit me out, and then if the rest of the song sounds great, we keep that, and I can pull me out and try a different melody over it and stuff. So I think that technology is for me works really well. I've done some recordings and stuff where you're recording to tape and you're doing it the old school way, and there's definitely a certain nostalgia about that, and a certain when the red light's on, it's got to be really good because it's you're on tape, whatever's on there is on there. But I think that it works out pretty well, and I think that especially with this band, these guys enjoy working like that. So if you enjoy working that way, why not use the technology?
And you guys are working on an album right now. Are you guys doing those recordings in the same way?
Yeah, I think we're doing for the album, we kind of have an idea of what we're gonna do. We've been playing for a while now, and we've got some songs that we think, I'm not sure anybody does this but me, when you actually listen to an entire album from beginning to end, they will go well together.
I was going to ask you that, if there was an arc to them. Yes,
there's an arc to everything we do. I think we've got a great group of songs that we've been playing, and I know that we probably play 30 or so songs that I know with them, and they could probably pull out a whole bunch of others that they played before with I was in the band. So sort of coming up with ones that.
Just the 30.
Yeah. He said, no, just the 30. That's all. They're just 30.
Just making up.
Every time we get around to number one again, is this a new song? Yes. Yes, it is.
Totally.
I think, you pick tunes that the band likes to play that's well representative of what we do. Because, listening to Lord Kimbo on an album is going to be just one way to experience us. So, coming out to a live show is always. I don't want to say more enjoyable, but it's definitely a more unique experience. Whatever we put out on an album will be different when we play it live. That's the nature of this band. So, I think our goal is just to put together something that sounds like us, that is recorded well, and that people can enjoy listening to and get them sort of turned on to what we're doing, and then have them come out to a show and go, yeah, I really like these guys.
That's always something I'm so curious about, especially with bands that get into genres or sounds where the live experience can be a little more freeform, a little more experimental, is how do you decide what the version is that's going to be committed to tape on, air quotes tape in this case, on the album? Is that a difficult choice?
It's a whole lot of infighting.
Yeah.
We have very loud meetings where we just yell at each other over and over
picturing
again.
Picturing a gavel involved.
No, I don't know what you guys think. I think it's, there are certainly times that we'll play songs and it'll be a 10-minute version of a 3-minute song, but for the most part, the big parts of the songs are in an order, and when we get around to them, they indicate a change in the song. So I enjoy that. The nostalgia of me, I come from a time where I would enjoy listening to a band not playing the song exactly the way that it was on a record. Or whatever, I was listening to at the time. But I enjoy that. I think, that sort of communication between the band and the crowd and the room and the everything, I think that's an important thing that maybe could be missed out if we were worried about, playing note for note everything that's on the album. So I think, for the album, we just pick something that, again, is representative of the song, has all the parts in it and grooves and makes people have a really good time and want to listen to us more.
We're talking to Lord Kimbo. We're going to tell you where you can see them live here in just a few minutes. But in talking about live music, what do you think, guys? Shall we do some more here in studio?
Absolutely.
All righty. Going to let these guys get back to their instruments. And let you know we've got Lord Kimbo in the house. Coming up in just a moment, we'll tell you how you can see them in both Yellow Springs and Dayton coming up at the end of this month. But first, you can hear them right here on Kaleidoscope.
We'll be right back.
Lord Kimbo, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Two chances to see them live coming up toward the end of this month. They'll be at Peaches here in Yellow Springs on May 25th and Sideshow on May 26th. That's at the Yellow Cab in downtown Dayton. So I'm curious, guys. You mentioned when we were talking earlier about, you know, the music feeding off the audience and the venue and all that in the live setting. So when you're talking about these two gigs back to back, one's a club gig here in Yellow Springs, one's part of this big eclectic festival, you're going to be outside in downtown Dayton. What are you thinking about in terms of how you're prepping your set or preparing for those two similar but different styles of shows?
I think I'm definitely planning for total domination.
Lord Kimbo reigns.
Something.
We've dance.
Yeah, exactly. You know, to be honest with you, I think we're going to sort of treat both shows. I mean, every show that we play is, it's always a fun time. You know, we're going to do some cool stuff. At Sideshow, we actually are going to be performing with a person. We've been doing some sort of special guest spots, a local rapper named Flam Fiva is going to be sitting in with us, and he's been doing just an incredible job, and the crowd response to those shows has been pretty incredible, and it's really cool to, you know, sort of, I don't want to say take a genre that most people, you know, two genres that they wouldn't put together necessarily, but, you know, maybe they would, but when we put it together, it's, you know, it's fun, it's lively, it's danceable. You know, actually having words to some things is an attention grabber, you know, when you listen to an all instrumental band, it's great when somebody gets up there and that can, you know, flow and do his thing just like Flam does. It's pretty amazing. So we're looking forward to doing that at Sideshow. And then, you know, Peaches is a favorite spot. I know for me, it's been a while since I've played there, but it always, you know, held great memories. And I like the people that work there, and the atmosphere and everything is just, you know, phenomenal. So I'm ready to you know, kick some butt on that one too.
So I'm curious, when you're working with Flam, is he freestyling or is he coming up with stuff, you know, sort of based on what he's heard with you guys in the past?
You know, it's funny because this band, a lot of it is improvisational, right? What we do. And to be honest with you, Flam fits right in with that. I mean, it's the first couple of rehearsals when we were doing our first show together, we wanted to make sure that, you know, we hit this thing with a bang when we did it. And we were just warming up, and he just steps up to the mic and just starts flowing over the stuff. And it was really cool. I mean, everybody in the room was going, holy crap, this is going to be awesome. You know, nothing was rehearsed at all. So, you know, he definitely has some of his songs that we are doing. So it's kind of cool to, you know, take some of the things that are on his albums. SportsCenter just came out. Was it April 2nd, I believe? So SportsCenter came out on April 2nd. And so, you know, we're doing some of his tunes, and it's kind of cool to hear the beats that are behind his lyrics are very much things that we could play, you know, so that's kind of cool to have him sit in. And then he's doing a couple stuff, you know, things that we do that normally would have no lyrics on it. So he's sort of coming up with his own stuff over top of that. So I think the Sideshow set is going to be really cool. And Sideshow, you know, it's such a short set for us. I mean, we you know, often do 2 or 3 hour nights, and for us to do a 45 or 50 minute set is, you know, it's going to be jam packed with stuff you're going to want to hear. So. And then we'll, you know, at Peaches, we're going to lay it all out on the line, and you know, everybody can kind of hear all sides of Lord Kimbo.
Long form.
That's right.
Do the whole thing, whole night. Awesome, awesome. Well, moving forward from May, what does summer look like for you guys?
Summer is sunshiny, and I love it. I'm not a winter person, so I think if you guys feel free to step in and tell me to shut up whenever. I think, shut up. That's what I said. The band meetings are like that. I think finishing this album is a great goal for us, and then simultaneously writing new music is right behind it. So, you know, we tend to work pretty well together. It's all professionals over here. So, you know, recording the album and things shouldn't take us too long to do. And then, you know, maybe even simultaneously put down some new music is going to be pretty cool. So, I mean, there's a lot when you we were talking earlier about picking songs to put on an album. You know, you pick some things on there. But, man, the stuff that isn't going on the album is also it's pretty tight. So we're excited about seeing what else we can do.
And if folks want to keep tabs on where you're playing and progress on the album, where's the best place for them to do that?
Definitely Facebook. You know, if you type in Lord and start just the letter K, we are the only thing that comes up. So find us on Facebook's easy. Twitter's on there.
Instagram.
You know, all of that stuff is where you find everybody these days. So feel free to stalk us. It's fine.
We've got a link up to Lord Kimbo's Facebook page on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go there, stalk them digitally, keep tabs on what these guys are doing and the upcoming album. But also mark your calendars to go see them at Peaches here in Yellow Springs on May 25th. And as part of Sideshow 13, May 26th at the Yellow Cab in downtown Dayton. And what do you think, guys? Shall we give them a little more live music right here in the studio?
Absolutely.
All righty. We've got Lord Kimbo in the house. Those live dates, again, are May 25th here in Yellow Springs at Peaches. That'll be Lord Kimbo long form all night. And then they'll be doing a really awesome collaboration as part of Sideshow 13 that is happening May 26th at the Yellow Cab. We've got links up to Sideshow lineup and all the good stuff at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. But don't wander off to the internet yet. These guys have more live music for you.
We'll be right back.
Lord Kimbo live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out May 25th at Peaches and May 26th at Sideshow 13 at the Yellow Cab in downtown Dayton. These guys are working on an album, and I hear tell they have t-shirts too. So keep tabs on them. We've got a link up to their Facebook page on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Kaleidoscope Radio. You guys, thank you so much for being here. This was awesome.